account restored.
Yes.
Well, that seems amicable. And
That's pretty easy for
yeah,
$95,000.
that's right. So what did they say? They said okay.
He said that he would get me a letter, and he said that he would try to get me ATM cards. And granted, that wasn't in his control. That was another department's control. I've never heard from them again. I did. I got a letter from, you know, that was July the 6th. And then on July the 25th, I got a letter from my bank, and I opened it, you know, anxious, nervous, wondering if it was going to be the one that put me in court. It said, "Dear Patrick, we appreciate you being a longtime customer of the bank. You know, we respect your business. We're glad. We hope you're happy. We're happy with having you. And we want to offer you as a thank you a $1,000 worth of accidental dismemberment and death insurance."
I see.
Why will I need it?
You may need $95,000 worth.
Exactly. I haven't heard anything from my bank now. I have no idea why. I've heard nothing from them.
Maybe they realize their legal position is less than perfect.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they're regrouping. Maybe a lot of things. Are you afraid to go back now to San Francisco? I mean, are you afraid some sheriff is going to be there waiting for you?
I'm not as afraid now as I was on July 6th. Around July 6th, it's the day that I returned from my vacation to San Francisco, and I was very frightened, and so was my whole family. As a matter of fact, the things I'll remember the most from this whole episode was I was in an airport. This thing has put immense stress on my mother, who on a daily basis lights candles for me and worries I'm going to be in jail.
What did your mom say? I mean, how'd you even break this to your mom?
Well, you know, on the first couple of days when it was just completely fun. It was just completely fun for 3 weeks because I just had a great account balance that I didn't intend spending, but it was really fun to walk around. And, you know, if you give someone your phone number, you give it on the back of your bank receipt now. You know?
That's right.
But when I first told my mother, she goes, "Patrick, you have got to stop doing things like this, you know. You're not 18 anymore." And she goes, "You know, don't you spend any of that money." I said, "I'm not going to spend any of the money."
How old are you now, by the way?
29.
29?
29, yeah.
Still a kid.
Well, I don't think of myself as a kid, but I think of myself as youthful.
Well, I mean, it was kind of a thing that a kid would do in a way. It was youthful. It was a kind of a prank. It began innocently enough, really.
Yeah.
It did, right? I mean...
Absolutely. Yeah.
On your honor, as a tenth of a millionaire nearly, you would tell us this began as a prank.
Yeah, on my honor. Yeah, on every bit of my honor. I tell you, it just began as, you know, a prank based on my confidence that it would hurt no one, that in no way would it take, you know, would it ever go through or clear. I walked home saying to myself, laughing to myself over and over, going, you know, in this age of uncertainty, I have certainty in my life. I know that tomorrow my bank will call me and go, "Silly Mr. Combs, you put a silly, you know, not real check into the account."
Yeah, very, very cute, Mr. Combs.
Right. Now, here's what my mother said to me in the airport. She's in fear. I'm going back to San Francisco, and she looks me in the eye, and she says, "Patrick, I'm not going to tell you not to do things like this in the future or to stop doing this, because when you stop taking risks, your life becomes boring."
Your mother told you that?
Mm-hmm.
That's quite an attitude from a mom.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, she's actually behind you.
She is. She just worries for me.
Do you have a long history, Patrick, of doing things like this?
I'm an adventurous person, but I don't have a long... I have no history of doing things like this.
You haven't messed with banks before?
Never, ever, ever.
You haven't hacked your way into
no hacking.
No hacking.
No.
Nothing. You want to hang on for a while, Patrick?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. Stay right there. We've got a newscast to do. Relax, and we'll come back to you after that. A tenth of a millionaire. Maybe.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring a replay of Coast to Coast AM from August 21st, 1995.
Oh.